All right, everyone, I'm going to call to order the House Committee on Judiciary for February 27th. I'm going to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1538A.
Thank you, Vice Chair Williamson, members of the committee. This is Senate Bill 1538. Senate Bill 1538 replaces probationary permits with hardship permits and makes some modifications to the hardship program. It also eliminates several bases for a driver's license to be suspended for offenses unrelated to driving, such as littering. It also allows employees and spouses of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to drive in Oregon without an Oregon license, similar to provisions for members of the military. There is also a -A17 amendment for your consideration. For a little context, Senate Bill 1538A specifies when a court may suspend a driver's license for the offense of misrepresentation of age when the offense is committed to purchase or consume alcohol. The -A17 amendment includes within that the purchase or consumption of cannabis. It also contains a conflict amendment requested by legislative counsel. The A17 amendment does have a revenue impact, and we are waiting on the fiscal impact.
All right. Is anyone here to testify?
That would make sense. Amy Joyce.
Anybody
would,
wants
to be the okay. ODOT person?
Carl, come on up too. Yeah. Everybody wants to come on down.
Chair Williamson and members of the committee, my name is Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation, here today representing the DMV, and this bill impacts the DMV to some degree. So as a little bit of background, in Oregon, we have 650,000 suspended driving privileges on Oregon's records, with 2.6 million active suspensions. Every year, 360,000 suspensions on 200,000 individual drivers are issued. And nationally, there's been a move to reduce the number and the type of suspensions that are unrelated to driving activities. In addition, Oregon's suspension laws, including its suspensions and its hardship permit process, are extremely complex. DMV has over 400 different codes in the system for various suspensions and revocations. And hardships are part of that complexity. So for many suspensions, a person can get a hardship permit to continue driving for very particular circumstances. But some of the complexity in that is, depending on the offense, you might get a hardship permit, or you might get something different called a probationary permit. You can get it for some offenses and not for others. The criteria for getting those varies. The permit provisions vary. And there are, these things are so complex, they cannot be issued in a DMV field office. There's a small group of experts at DMV headquarters who have to parse through things and determine who can get a hardship and what the provisions are. So the bill does a number of things, and I'll back up for one moment, since we're not we did not bring this bill. It was brought really in the 2017 session as Senate Bill 693, and it got all the way to the end, and then in that interesting timing situation at the end of session, when the Senate left a few hours before the House, the bill did not make it across the finish line, so to speak. So it was brought back. I believe it's under Senator Dembro's name. He brought it from the perspective of the reentry, the challenges of folks reentering society from incarceration, and some of the challenges that not having a driver's license has. From the other perspective, Senator Winters was also part of 693 in 2017, and hers was from the perspective of suspensions for non-driving related offenses, and also the complexities around hardship permits and things. She had a number of constituent issues related to that. So all that is prequel leading up to what the bill does. Effectively, it gets rid of a few suspensions that are unrelated to driving, littering, theft of gasoline, and a few others. And then it really streamlines the hardship permit. So it gets rid of what today is called a probationary permit and just goes straight to, we have one type of thing. It's a hardship permit, and it makes the criteria for those similar. It makes the type of thing, the type of driving you can do under a hardship permit similar. And so it's winnowing down the complexity to make it simpler for customers as well as simpler for DMV to administer. So that's the bill.
Questions?
Questions now?
Yeah.
Thank you. In all of those suspensions, I assume that there is a small percentage of those that are medical suspensions. Do you have any idea of that big number you gave us, the percentage of those that would be medical?
Chair Williamson and Representative Springer, I believe you're talking about the at-risk driver program, which is the statutory program for folks who are, for medical reasons, perhaps should no longer be driving. I work a number of constituent issues on this topic all the time, and so actually just recently I got those numbers. I think DMV processes about 200 to 300 per month on the mandatory side of things. And that means a physician reports their patient and says this person cannot be driving right now. And then there's the non-mandatory side where a police officer, medical folks, family and friends can report somebody who they think probably shouldn't be driving anymore, can lead to retesting and that kind of thing. Again, 200 or 300 reports a month. So I don't know how many total suspensions are on records, but that's we get hundreds a month of reports of that, and then it goes through a process.
Follow-up, please. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to clarify that nothing is changing, those medical suspensions, that's not what you're calling them. That's what I remember them being called. those suspensions that are not about behavior, those folks are not eligible for the hardship permits, correct?
Chair Williamson and Representative Springer, that's absolutely right. That's Oregon systems to get people off the road who should not be driving anymore.
Wanted to clarify that, didn't get you.
Absolutely.
Representative Stark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a 26-page bill with an 8-page amendment.
Yeah.
And with lots and lots of legalese in there, having not gone to law school, I'm still processing it. There's testimony from the Senate Judiciary Committee. There's a letter that's linking this to federal immigration policy. Can you comment as to what that's all about and how that does or doesn't tie in?
Thank you, Vice Chair Williamson, members of the committee, Representative Stark. That does not relate to anything actually in the bill. I had heard some mention or received some emails that there was a group looking at possibly getting an amendment from the House side that centered around that issue, and that's why I suspect the materials were posted under the meetings tab. Those people did not actually come and testify on the Senate side or today, but it was because of our relating to clause that they were looking at putting something unrelated into the bill that apparently pertained to immigration issues. I don't know if those amendments were ever drafted. We don't have them, and they're not on OLIS.
Okay.
But those meeting materials do not pertain to anything that's in the bill or the A-17 amendment.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful because I couldn't find the connection. I had.
That is the reason. All right. Carl, go ahead.
Chair Williamson, excuse me, Chair Williamson, members of the committee. My name is Carl Myers. I am the municipal court judge for the city of Kaiser and the city of Jefferson. I am here today on behalf of the Justice of the Peace Association and some members of the Municipal Judges Association on behalf of the bill, particularly in support of the Dash 11 amendments. We support the rest of the bill, but we would think that the bill would be better for us in where the rubber meets the road in the courts if we had the discretion that the Dash 11 amendments gives us. I have submitted written testimony. I won't go through that, but I do have a couple of things I need to say. One of the hardest jobs that a judge has, particularly at sentencing, is determining how much carrot and how much stick to get the defendant to act appropriately and to avoid further offensive conduct. We're not talking about crimes in these instances. We're talking about violations, but nevertheless, we're still trying to educate and reform, particularly when it deals with young adults. And in our case, we're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-olds who have been charged with a violation of an alcohol offense or a marijuana offense. Under the current statute, we must suspend their license upon a conviction for even a first-time drug or alcohol offense. 1538A takes away that mandatory suspension and allows us to suspend a person's license. And again, we're talking about 18, 19, and 20-year-old, those not subject to juvenile court jurisdiction. To suspend their license in really only two cases. One, where the offense involves the use of a motor vehicle, or two, where it is a second conviction. There is a third out that allows us to suspend, and that is if there's been a prior formal accountability agreement through a juvenile court for the same offense. But in our courts, we're not privy to the fact that a FFA or a FAA would actually exist, so that doesn't apply in our case. What we're asking for in the Dash 11 amendments is simply the ability to suspend a person's license, a young adult's license, in the cases of a first conviction for marijuana or for alcohol use, in instances where they may not be cooperating with what we want to have them do, such as taking a drug evaluation or an alcohol evaluation, or go to a class based on that evaluation. As those of you who have had teenagers know, they are motivated by different things than we adults or more experienced people are motivated by, and it sometimes takes a rather heavy stick to get them to cooperate with us. They're not necessarily motivated by a fine. They're not necessarily motivated by peer pressure or the stature in the community of having a conviction on their license. So in many cases, without the ability to suspend their license, they are not receptive to treatment or, quite frankly, any penalty that we might impose. These are cases where we do not want to, at least initially, impose the sanction of suspension of license, but it is the stick that we need to get them to go through the programs that we think are essential to get them to be compliant with the law and to avoid further instances. We all know there's drug epidemics going on, and sometimes the only time we can get to some of those people and change behavior is in their first contact with the court. We're not asking for much. Just simply allow us to have the discretion to threaten to suspend their license if they don't go through a class or an evaluation, and if they don't, to be able to suspend to get their attention. In many cases, with 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-olds, their driver's license is the only asset that they really care about and the only stick that we have to get them to comply. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we already did?
Yeah. Okay. Any questions from the committee? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Committee, stand at ease for a few minutes, please.
Any rules?
We're back out. I'm going to temporarily suspend the hearing on House Bill 1538, and we're going to open a work session on House Bill 1562.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. This is Senate Bill 1562 and was brought to you by Senator Taylor. You had the public hearing on this bill yesterday, and it deals with the criminal offense of strangulation. The 1562A version of the bill, as you heard yesterday, directs the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission to classify all felony-level strangulation convictions as a crime category 5. Since that time, we got in the Dash A22 amendment for your consideration. The Dash A22 amendment specifies that only when the victim of the strangulation is a family or household member that it is a crime category level of 5. And the paperwork on the dash A22 is a minimal revenue impact, and there is a fiscal impact, although I understand that it does not need to go to Ways and Means.
What did you say?
It doesn't have to go to Ways and Means. Can I make one comment?
Yes, please.
So thank you, Chair Barker and committee members. I want to thank Senator Taylor for all of her hard work on this, along with all the advocates who have been working for years to get this bill passed. When Ms. Perez explained the amendment, I want to make sure that the committee is clear that the crime categories, she only talked about the misdemeanor moving to the felony level five. Crime categories that are felony level sixes stay where they are. So that's what this amendment does. And I wanted to make sure that that was on the record so the committee knew what the amendment.
And I would also like to thank Senator Prozanski, who did a lot of work getting this bill to where it was in collusion with Senator Taylor.
But there's no collusion. There's no collusion.
But
cooperation,
right. But Senator Prozanski came a long way in working hard to get this done, and I really appreciate his efforts on that.
All right. Okay. With that, Mr. Chair, I move the dash 22 amendment into House or Senate Bill 1562A.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the A22 amendment dated February 27th into House Bill 1562A. Is there any discussion? A House bill. Senate bill. I'm sorry, not a House bill. Okay, no. Okay.
We didn't vote.
Yeah, then we have to move it to the floor.
Yeah.
All right. Chair Barker, I move Senate Bill 1562A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves Senate Bill 1562A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on that?
Just to make sure, Mr. Chairman, we're looking at A engrossed as it came across from the Senate with this one amendment that we've just, and that's it.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good.
Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered. And we'll have Representative Salinas and Stark be the carriers, please. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Now what can we do?
So go to March, we go to 1543. We're waiting for paperwork to catch up as part of the problem here.
We're still waiting on all of the paperwork. 1530, 8, 10. Yeah, let's do that so we can talk about 1543.
I'll have the committee stand in recess for 15 minutes so we get hopefully the...
Start with 43.
Why don't we go? We'll do 43 first and then get Mark.
I'm just being jealous.
Call the committee back to order. We'll open a work session on House Bill 1543A and call Mr. Marquis, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Matt Marquis representing the Ben Lapine School District today, and I testifying in support of the dash A29 amendments that deal with threatening to make a terrorist act. And I just appreciate the chair's willingness to allow me to be very brief and testify in support of the amendments. But due to recent events that took place in Bend at their high school this last week, they have firsthand experience as to why something like this is necessary and to look at our laws and possibly fix our laws in this area to be more proactive than they currently are today. I know you're on a tight time frame, and I just wanted to put that on the record. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Marquis. And we're not going to be able to move that one this time because of the First Amendment issues that have come up, and we're going to be continuing to work on that during the interim. And hopefully next session we'll be able to get that straightened out.
And we look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm ready. All right. Chair Barker, I move to suspend the rules for the purpose of considering the A31 amendments dated 227-18 without the one-hour notice requirement and taking final action on Senate Bill 1543A without the fiscal or the revenue statement.
Representative Williamson.
You got that?
Wow. Moves to suspend the rules for the purpose of considering the A31 amendments dated 227-18 without the one-hour notice requirement and taking final action on Senate Bill 1543A without the fiscal or revenue statement. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I wonder if we could ask for that A31 amendment to be read, because it's not up anywhere that we can access it online yet.
It is, but yeah, I was just going to ask the same question, maybe a summary.
What's in, Kevin?
Mr. Campbell?
It's popped up. Okay, yeah. I've got it now.
Great.
Thanks.
Yeah, Chair Barker and members of the committee, for the record, Kevin Campbell with the Oregon Association Chiefs of Police and the Oregon State Sheriff's Association. First of all, I want to thank you for taking time and being delayed on my account and on the account of the chiefs and sheriffs. This is to correct or to clarify in statute something that was in House Bill 4145, that was a firearms bill. It's a bill that requires notification of police agencies when a denial occurs, when somebody's trying to purchase a firearm they're not entitled to, and law enforcement responds. The bill would require every agency that's notified to issue a report saying what action they had taken. Here's the problem. In the state, we have 13 agencies that have agreed and have been trained to respond to these outside of the Oregon State Police. So in other jurisdictions, Oregon State Police is the responding entity. This would require, the bill as passed previously would have required every agency to inform OSP when they receive a notification that they were taking no action over and over again because they were not the responding agency. This clarifies that the agency that reports is the agency that responds, and that eliminates some unnecessary reporting. I know it's a small thing, but for agencies, you know, I think we have 80 agencies under 10 sworn in the state. Mm-hmm. And for those folks, these reporting requirements could be hard. And so this fix and clarification is very helpful, and I deeply appreciate your consideration and your willingness to be delayed on this account. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Chair Barker. And just to point out, I appreciate Mr. Campbell did at least show me what was going to be in the amendment before the amendment posted. I appreciate that. And one of the reasons I'm comfortable with this motion you've made is, you know, if you look at it now, you'll see that it's really a three-word change on pages 5 and then duplicated on page 9. And so despite the fact that it's a 10-page amendment, that's what's actually changing is those three words, and it does what Mr. Campbell proposed there.
Thank you.
If I can make a comment, Mr. Chair, thank you. I do think this amendment reflects the intent of the bill we passed earlier of not putting additional burden on agencies if it was unnecessary. So thank you for bringing this, because that was the intent of the bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
What are we doing? All right. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -A26 amendments into Senate Bill 1543.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the -A26 amendments. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -A25 amendments into Senate Bill 1543.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the -A25 amendments into Senate Bill 1543. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -A30 amendments into Senate Bill 1543.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the -A30 amendments into Senate Bill 1543. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
That's it, right? Oh, Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the -31 amendments into Senate Bill 1543.
Representative Williamson moves to dash the A31 amendments into Senate Bill 1543. Discussion.
Give me just a second on this one, sorry.
Okay. Okay. No objections, so ordered.
All right. That's it, right? Okay. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1543A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves Senate Bill 1543A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Objections. Seeing none so ordered, Representative Williamson, will you carry the bill for us, please?
I'd love to.
Okay. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1543 and open a work session on Senate Bill 1538A.
Thank you, Chair Barker. Members of the committee, we just had the public hearing on Senate Bill 1538A, which deals with license suspensions. And we did get in the paperwork on the Dash A-17 amendment, so that it has a revenue impact and an indeterminate fiscal impact. And it is ready to move if you are so inclined.
Chair Barker, I move to adopt the A-17 amendments into Senate Bill 1538A.
Representative Williamson moves the A-17 amendments in the Senate Bill 1538A. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 1538A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves Senate Bill 1538A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Maybe we'll have put down Representative Olson for the carrier for the time being. I think that was his bill.
I think he likes that bill.
Okay, so we're done.
Yeah, we are all done.
Okay. Did you
read this? Oh, yeah.
Okay. So before we close,
we got them all.
Do we need a carrier on 1543?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Representative Williamson.
Williamson. Yeah.
Williamson will carry that one.
Yeah.
Olson's 1562.
Yeah.
1562
or
myself and
Salinas.
Oh, that's right.
Just for information, committee, on Friday morning at 8:15 in room here, the 343. The Senate Judiciary will be having an informational hearing that may be of interest. One will be a presentation from the Oregon Council on Civil Rights on their recent report, Youth and the Impacts of Measure 11 in Oregon, and two, a presentation from the Oregon College and University Public Safety Administrators Association on standardization of practices and competencies of campus public safety officers.
Okay.
That's everything. So, committee, thank you very much. This looks like the end of our actual working session. We may have some informational hearings, but it's been a great session.
No, there you go.
Quick and just technical fixes, nothing important.
Yeah.
Stand adjourned.